Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we want you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank. 206-803-ROCK. And this does not have to be food. It can be anything. Something that surprises people when they learn you've never done it. 206-803-ROCK. Jeff from Seattle, what have you never done?
I've never used social media in my life.
Not even MySpace?
No.
What about Friendster?
No.
You lucky son of
never
a bitch.
Had a Facebook account. I've never
Hold on 1 second. I don't think that's a social media account, whatever the F there is. If so, I think I might sign up for that.
I mean,
I have to say, he is a very lucky man. He probably is not, he doesn't spend his day. I was spending the day yesterday on, I think it was X, and I'm reading this argument amongst people, and then I got going down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, I've never been more informed about something I don't give a flying F about. I had to put my phone down. I'm like, I know way too much about something I don't even care about thanks to social media.
It is a time suck, that is for sure.
It can be, especially when, I don't know why, I know why, it triggers something where like you're like, oh, fight, even though it's a stupid fight of two people I don't even know arguing over something that I don't even care about.
Do you and your wife ever argue about who's being on their phone more?
No, because she knows that she is. I'm kidding. It's probably me. We try our best that when we're in a situation where we need to be present to like chill out on the phone.
Yeah.
But like at night, I sometimes give her a hard time because that's when she like catches up for the entire day's worth of social media and whatever. She's just on her phone while we're watching TV, and I'm like. And then only annoying part is when she's just like, what just happened? I'm like, well, if you weren't reading Instagram, you would know what just happened.
No. 206-803-ROCK. We want you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank.
Looking at some of the text messages, one person never had a one-night stand. I've always been in relationships, and I've never had that experience.
Yeah. Mm.
Another person, I've never been in a serious relationship with someone. I'm 45.
There's still time.
Wow.
206-803.
Just like social media, you're probably just living a very charmed life.
Right? 206-803-ROCK. Jeremy from Bothell, what shocks people to learn that you have never done?
Yes. Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm 43. I've spent nearly 30 years living within a mile from the beach around Southern California, and I've never set foot on a surfboard.
See, I've never lived that close to the beach, but same here. I've always wanted to surf, but I've never gotten around to doing it. I just don't think I have the balance for it.
I've done everything. I've skateboarded. I've boogie boarded. I've paddle boarded. I've done everything except touched a surfboard. I don't think I've even held a surfboard.
So is there a reason behind it? Was it like, are you afraid of like sharks or like Danny whales?
Yeah. I think because I'm afraid of going over the lip and just taking a gainer right down into the sand.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I tried surfing one time, and it was a terrible experience. I swallowed so much water, and I am a pretty strong swimmer, but I was going down every time.
We used to do, like, the boogie boarding thing, which is a very safer version. You just lay on it.
Yeah.
But there are times where the wave would just take you under, and I'm like, man, you're just going to lose this battle. Like, there's just, when that wave wants to take you under, that's why I've never even thought about getting on a surfboard.
No, and after trying for as long as I did, my body was so exhausted. I'm like, this is now dangerous. I'm worried about just how am I going to get back to this damn beach.
And one texter just said, I've never been ice skating. It was funny, we were at tap dance class and one of the little kids was talking to us and saying how she just went ice skating. I go, how did it go? She's like, I fell down a lot. And Tatum, I know she didn't mean it to come off this way, but I was like, oh man, we're probably going to have a conversation about these kind of, because Tatum goes, I've gone ice skating and I've never fallen. And I'm like, well, kid, you're holding on to like one of those things.
The little
like,
granny scooter.
Right. Like you're on a walker. Of course you haven't fallen. Like, or I'm holding your hand. Of course you haven't fell down. Like
she had to establish dominance though. Like she's better than her, obviously.
We don't need you bragging about this.
5-year-old drama.
That kid goes home, this little kid at my tap dance class bragging about being a good ice skater, mommy. I don't like her.
Skate shaming.
Yeah.